Prime Minister was initially met with some rebellion within his party, but in the end, just 11 MPs voted against his plan to send failed asylum seekers to Africa. Meanwhile, it's being reported that several letters of no confidence in the PM have been submitted. He insists Conservatives have come together.
We'll be able to build a brighter future for everyone's families in this country, a renewed sense of pride in our nation. The progress that we have made is demonstrable. And I think the Conservative Party is completely united in wanting to deliver for the country.
Meanwhile, it's emerged 358 people attempted to cross the channel yesterday. 621 have made the dangerous journey so far this year. The son of a man who had his conviction overturned after his death says it left a traumatic legacy on his whole life. Earlier, the Court of Appeal quashed the convictions of two rail workers who'd been jailed on the word of a corrupt police officer. Basil Peterkin and Salaya Mehmet, who are now dead, were both sentenced to 9 months in prison in 1977. The British Transport Police has apologised. Japanese technology firm Fujitsu says it plans to compensate sub-postmasters wrongly accused in the Horizon scandal. Its faulty IT software led to hundreds of staff being convicted of theft and fraud. Sainsbury's has announced plans to wind down its banking division. It says it wants to focus on its supermarkets and Argos business. And Oppenheimer is leading this year's BAFTAs race. It's picked up 13 award nominations, beating box office hit Barbie, which has 5. Christopher Nolan's movie is shortlisted for Best Film and Best Director. That's the latest. I'm Fada Silver.
Thank you there, Faye, for the news update just after one. And now it's time to give you a quick weather update.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So, looking at today's weather, at the moment it's actually sunny, would you believe it, with a gentle breeze. We have around about 2 degrees though, so it's still not hot. 2 degrees until the evening, then it's going to be cloudy, going to -3, but you won't be up at 5 in the morning, surely. So we've got the this evening remaining largely dry with largely clear skies, however, a few patches of light low cloud may drift in from the west overnight. Cold and breezy with winds backing westerly. Tomorrow is expected to stay dry with prolonged spells of wintry sunshine and very little, if any, in the way of cloud throughout the rest of cold. Outlook for the rest of the week, Saturday looks to become cloudy and windy from the west, but it should stay mostly dry throughout, trending milder. Sunday will be rather cloudy and dry to start, but spells of rain may arrive from the northwest overnight with freshening southwesterly winds. Monday will have some spells of showery rain at first, but turning drier and brighter later on, and it will be very windy. So that's all for the weather update at one.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Therapist Cherise Cook coming in to the studio to talk about also her upcoming book, which she's got coming out, which is very exciting. So she'll be here in the studio telling us about that and also just giving us a bit of tips on relationships, etc. Some of you might know already that I do work in that space for my sins. For the past 14 years, I've been working as a matchmaker and dating coach. And Cherise is a licensed therapist, so she is definitely qualified to give you advice on relationship stuff, and she's got a fantastic Instagram account that she runs where she gives lots of very good advice. Of course, we've got the travel coming up at 25 past, and we've also got music, which is what I love coming here for, is to play you good music. So last week I think I was sticking with the 80s, actually I was going with the 80s soul classics, and you all seem to quite enjoy that. So I'm going to keep it that way. I'm going to keep it with the 80s soul classics, a bit of that, but also some new stuff mixed in there as well. And you must know I like my R&B music, so I'm going to be playing you some R&B / soul. So what am I going to go with today? I'm actually going to start the show with a bit of an oldie. Let's just see what I can bring out from the bag here. I think I'm going to start off with... give me a second, actually. Because my folder... Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with a UB40 song. It's a bit of a political one, actually. But here it is, 1 in 10.
I am the one in 10.
Radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
Badadan, bad from me bad. Where you get your mother from? Thing where me get, coulda come from Afghanistan. They no want see this cross, make me up in my hand. Badadan, where you know me vibes can done. Lyrics in my fire like a bullet from a gun. Big other man from outer England. When me lyrics on fire, what a song why run.
Yo, walk with the rapper pam pam. They program shot a slam. Them say them a bad man. Me a fi hawk which one. When we a fire shot full pin and fling from them dead. Me a fi trample them like dogs pull up on your foot and none of them no sing song. Balaclava upon face, matic in a hand. We not have time for waste. With the rapper pam pam shot a slam. Me better than
nobody better than
badder than. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Thank you. ocean ground. The air is clear, ocean's blue, I love that sound. We're happy, bonus destination we found. And if you want this, you can follow me. Let's go, follow me. And let's go to the place where we belong and leave our troubles at home. Come with me, we can go to a paradise of love and joy, a destination unknown, known, 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 known.
That one there, Alex Gordino with Destination Calabria. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Had a little bit of a technical issue at the start. I couldn't actually get my headphones working. It sort of feels very weird, actually, when you can't hear yourself at all. And you're like, can anyone hear me? No one's actually here to tell me whether they can hear me or not. So, yeah, bit of a funny start there. But thankfully, I think you can hear me now, I hope, at least. So coming up in the show, we have got a lovely Cherise Cook coming in just after 2 p.m. I think we're going to be doing a Zoom, actually. First time we've ever done a Zoom interview on the station. But yeah, hopefully that goes without any technical faults. She's going to be talking about her upcoming book. Cherise is a therapist and she specialises in talking about relationship stuff. So I'm always very interested in that particular subject. So I'm looking forward to hearing her thoughts, sharing some of her wisdom and telling us what to expect from her upcoming book, which is due to be released in February. She'll be here to tell you more about that in just about half an hour or so. And it is 25 past, which means it's time for a quick travel update.
XFM Travel News.
So, at the time now, we currently have a little bit of congestion in Woodford, actually. We've got A406 North Circular blocked due to an accident westbound just before the M11 on Junction 4. There's also congestion back to the Walthamstow turn-off. The A127 London bound, slow traffic from Kent Elms Corner to Progress Road. And A120 Coggleshall Road, Bradwell, slow traffic westbound in the roadworks area. No congestion reported in Chelmsford or Colchester or Southend. So that's a quick travel update for you just after 25 past one. Some more music coming up for you now. The next track for me is going to be Cece Peniston with Finally. You know, sometimes you just feel like you've been waiting for whether it's love or whether it's a breakthrough in your life, a windfall to come through or something. Let's just manifest that with this song here. Cece Peniston with Finally.
Me true love.
That one there, Cece Peniston with Finally. Yeah, big track, that one. We all know that one, don't we? We all know that one, yeah. I don't know what year that came out in, but it was a long time ago. Well, not too long. I don't want to make anyone feel old, myself included. So, I don't know if you've been doing much Netflix and chilling lately, but I haven't had a huge amount of time to Netflix and chill. I have been watching something called Liar Liar. No, just Liar, actually, not Liar Liar. It's been pretty good. It's I do tend to like these sort of thrillers. So I went last week to a private screening of a sort of thriller. And that was interesting because that was actually, it's the first sort of production that's been put on by local talent in Barbados. So everyone there was from Barbados, from the island, from the actors to the film crew, to the makeup artists, the people that did the prosthetics, everything. So that was really impressive because, a lot of the time when anything is done in the Caribbean, it's done where the Hollywood's brought crews there, rather than it actually being local talent and everything done sort of on the island. So it was really good. It was called Camouflage. So I went down there. I actually interviewed some of the actors and the people that were attending that evening as well. So that was nice. So that was really good. So I also started looking at a few other things on Netflix. So one of the things I watched today was not just Liar, but the one with Michelle Keegan that everyone's talking about as well, which is called Fool Me Once. I haven't actually come up. No, did I get to the end? Yeah, we did. We did get to the end. Because what happened was I was watching it and then kept falling asleep on the sofa. So managed to get through it after about 4 or 5 days, I think. I could have done it in 2 days if I didn't fall asleep, but I did. So, watched it in about 4 or 5 days. It was very good. Interesting. I can't even remember how it ended now. How funny is that? I'm literally thinking to myself, how did it end? I'm not going to tell you, but it was an interesting twist at the end. Let's put it that way. I'm just trying to refresh my memory now. My memory's terrible these days. And then there's some other things to watch out for. So I'm just going to tell you if you're thinking, because the thing with these shows like Netflix and these platforms is it can be really hard to just decide what to watch because there's so much there, isn't there? So a few things potentially that you could watch. So, and also at the cinema. So we went to the cinema the week before last with the children, which was lovely as well. I'm surprised that my 1-year-old actually sat there for the whole film. We watched Wonka. So obviously the original is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I absolutely loved as a child. I used to have that on video. I used to watch it all the time. So that was nice to see a rendition of that. It's quite different than the original, actually. It's like totally different story, actually, than the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, because that one is him when he's older. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's him opening his factory, whereas Wonka, he's a young guy. He's literally like still a child, basically. I think maybe a teenager. Probably a teenager, but still very young, and quite a different experience. So, and obviously the part of, like with the original one, you had all the Oompa Loompas. With this one, you've just got the one, and that's played by Hugh Grant. So that was interesting. So in cinemas coming out, we've got The Iron Claw, which is coming out in February. This is with Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen, Alan White, sorry, and Lily James, who star in a sports biopic about the true tragic story of the famous Von Erich wrestling family. Prepare for fights, sibling drama, more muscles than ever before, and some interesting haircuts copied straight from the 80s. Are you sold? A lot of people I know are quite into the wrestling back in the day. It's not something I ever got into, but if you're a wrestling fan, then I suppose you would like to see The Iron Claw. My partner's also a wrestling fan, so I think he probably would like to see that. And then we have One Day, which is on Netflix. So this is coming out on the 8th of February. And this is David Nichols' bestseller. It's a mini-series starring Ambika Mod and Leo Woodall, who she's from This Is Going to Hurt, and Leo is from The White Lotus. Emma and Dexter meet every year on the 15th of July to compare notes on life. It's joyous, heartbreaking, and proof that things don't always work out as planned. Well, ain't that the truth? And then we've got June Part 2. That's coming out in March. Finally, we're heading back to the planet of Arrakis with a June sequel as Paul Atreides rises to power. He wages a vengeful war for his family. Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya return to our screens with Academy Award nominees Florence Pugh and Austin Butler also joining the cast. We've got Sofia Vergara. We see her in Britain's Got Talent. It's America's Got Talent as one of the judging, on the judging panel there. But this is her as you've never seen her before. From the makers of Narcos and The Painkiller, this six-part limited series is inspired by the real story of Griselda Blanco, the Colombian godmother of the criminal underworld in the 1970s and 80s in Miami, where she was a major cocaine trafficker. So that's Griselda out on Netflix on the 25th of January. And then we also have All of Us Strangers. This is in cinemas on the 26th of January. And that is Adam Scott is trapped between grief and love when he makes an unlikely discovery about his parents who died 30 years before around the same time. He falls hard for Harry, a mysterious neighbour, beautiful and moving. And on Valentine's Day, if you fancy going down to cinema, there is a film coming out called Madame Web. Superhero fans, the first female-led Spider-Man spin-off is here. Move over Tom Holland as Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney are taking the spotlight in a tale that follows the origin story of a clairvoyant whose psychic abilities allow her to see into the spider world. Now, if you're actually not doing anything on Valentine's Day, because I actually don't think Valentine's Day should be for couples. Unpopular opinion, perhaps, but I think that it should be for singles. I think it should be... some people do refer to it as Singles Awareness Day, and I do believe that it should be an opportunity for those who are single to get out there and mingle. And, you know, for the people that are in relationships, you get to do that every day. But this is one day where you make a concerted effort to meet someone. Go out on a date, go out to an event, do something, tell someone that you fancy them. Just do something, you know, out your comfort zone for that day. That's your opportunity. So I'm also going to be hosting a speed dating event. That's going to be happening in the city. It's at the Hyatt Regency in Blackfriars, and it's going to be going on till on 14th February from 7 p.m. till about 1 a.m. I reckon, but the speed dating will take part from like 7 till 9. So if you're interested, tickets are not live yet. I'm actually going to go just confirmed it yesterday, we're going to go live with the tickets by tomorrow. So if you're interested, send me a message. You can email me even at Siobhan, S-I-O-B-H-A-N @cupidinthecity.com to get your name down, get your ticket, because it could be your lucky day. It could be the day where the search is over. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be lovely. So, going to play you another track now. It's enough talking from me. This one here is Leanne featuring Iris Starr. Iris Starr is a big Afrobeats artist. She had a very good year last year. And Leanne, of course, is, I think this is the one from Little Mix, I believe, and it's called My Love.
Give me how much running like an addict, got you burning for this dance, dance, dance. And it is only on cha cha cha. You know I'm pushing like that, that, that. Happy to make you detach your cable. Melody fire, sweet party stable. Kilo desire, I'm willing and able. So if you're ready for me, let's go.
Because it's radio and it's local.
Say, let me see. Make every minute worth it, babe. This for Arsha, babe. Watch this.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, cushions rolling, she making steak and eggs.
Yeah.
At 5 in the morning, we can only be up to do one thing.
What? See, I told her, the devil is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out. You open by, you make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think that she a winner, she can be a keeper, cause she's such a good I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
This girl, she my hero. Get it, dear, oh, heroes. Hey, so spicy.
I ain't wanna check off either.
I'm staring. Your barrel pull the trigger,
chitty chitty bang bang. I told her the devil is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out and you open by. You make me want to tap out every time. Them pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think I got a winner, could be a keeper, cause she's such a good.
That one there, Usher, a good kisser. I do apologise. Did not realise that he said a naughty word in that, so I do apologise. Yeah, won't be playing that one again. So anyway, I'm going to just give you a quick little update before we have a Charisse on in the next sort of 20 minutes or so. So if you're feeling a little bit all over the place at the moment, part of the reason for that could be that Mercury is in retrograde 3 times this year. It's happening quite a lot. It's not happening yet. It's happening sort of April. But just to explain to you about what that happens if you do believe in any of the cosmic things out there. When Mercury goes retrograde, it appears to move backwards through the skies, but it's actually an optical illusion. The planet's shorter orbit makes it look like it hustles past Earth, slows down and moves in a backward loop. Now, Mercury is usually all about communication, travel, messages, information and intellect. So when it's in retrograde, these areas may be adversely affected. So this can mean anything from delays and setbacks, technology mishaps, cross wires, communication issues. But you will get through it with a bit of foresight and planning. Just be sure to save your documents, avoid any big trips or contract signings if you can, and always have a plan B. So here it says, try not to start any significant conversations about tricky subjects, whether it's relationship issues, whether it's family, pay rises, landlord negotiations. If it's out of your control and you have to face something challenging, try not to put pressure on yourself. Do whatever you can to ease the tension and chill. Wait it out. Be flexible. Kind to yourself. Declutter. It says less is more right now. So go a little slower. Use the retrogrades, ups and downs to illuminate what isn't working in your life. Then seek to minimize or remove it. So that's just how we had Suzanne in last week, talking about just that with the decluttering. Start with your home, have a clear out, spruce up, consider the roles you have in your life and your relationships. Notice where there is more discord or dissatisfaction, and ask yourself if this is serving you well any longer. Harness the power of crystals, surround yourself with protective crystal energy to create a force field against the cosmic storm. Cleanse crystals in running water or in moonlight overnight, then charge them with a protective intention. Hold them, imagine a bright light beaming into them, and think about them fueling up with protective energy from the universe. So there's a full moon, get your crystals out, leave them out, get them in the morning. If not, then you can just cleanse them in running water. Be practical. It says back up your laptop. Copy important files to a memory stick and make sure you've got things saved somewhere super safe. Check your emails have sent, that travel plans are right, texts have delivered, and your laptop is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Everyday situations can feel more complex, vague, unclear, conflicting during retrograde. So do what you can to avoid confusion and just try to chill out, try to meditate. Believe it or not, Mercury in retrograde is a great time to meditate, because it will help you focus on the here and now and maybe plant some seeds of action for when you can move forward. There's apps that you can download as well for meditation. And don't initiate anything new. It says this applies to signing documents, making big relationship choices, purchases, life decisions. No matter how great your idea sounds to you, chances are you won't communicate them to others as effectively. Need a new car? It says Mercury can also cause glitches in anything with moving parts, so hold off if you can. Well, that's not a problem for me right now, because my car's been in the garage for 6 months. So there we are. Yeah, hoping I'm going to get back in the next couple of months will be nice. It's been a long time. It's been a very, very long time. I never realised that it was going to take so long when I put it in. I thought, oh, this will take a couple of weeks. 6 months later, I still don't have a car, but there we are. Never mind. I guess I've saved myself some money on fuel, at least, for 6 months. So you've got to always look at the positives to these situations, haven't you? So I'm going to play you another track now. Wait. Let me just check that I'm on time. Yes, I'm going to play you a track in just a minute, just after I tell you about some of these local businesses with these quick ads.
Influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Make love and listen to the music. You got to let yourself go.
And that one there was Make Love with Room 5. So we've got Charisse. She's going to be coming on in just a few minutes, which I'm really excited to talk to her because I met Charisse a few months ago and not had a chance to catch up since. So that'll be really nice to have a little chat. So I think we've got time for just one more song and then we're going to go into the news and weather. And then we'll have a chat with Charisse and find out all about what she's up to. So I'm just going to keep you with a short and sweet track. Oh, mind you, we've only literally got 2 minutes, haven't we, until the news. Oh, time just flies, honestly. It goes so quick on this show. I never feel like I've got enough time to get through everything. So this one's Paloma Faith with Bad Woman.
Watch the chaos unfold. Walls we built burn, so I spin the wheel and then I call the shots in the end. Walk away from my homestead, say I'm better on my own instead. Well, you can have the glory while I drive into the sunset.
From the